this is a good big party, man.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam. How you doing?
I'm sweaty, Earl.
It's here.
It's sticky out.
Well, it's nothing compared to what it's going to be. And we've been clamoring for warm weather.
I know. I don't handle the humidity well. I like the heat, but the humidity just...
It's tough going from 65 to 93 or 95. And with high 70% humidity, it is going to be, you know, like a rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it's going to be over the next couple of days.
No one look at my hair. I swear. Don't look at it.
Over the next couple of days, it is going to be just unbearable. And people, everybody doesn't have air conditioning. And so people have to really look out for other people in these kind of conditions. I know they look out for animals. We talk about the animals and looking out for them. But we got to look out for other people. There are people who are homeless. There are people who, you know, struggle with mental illness. And they're going to be out in this kind of horrible, wretched heat and humidity. And, yeah, I said horrible and wretched because, you know, 94 degrees with 70% humidity is almost unbearable for people to have to deal with. You know, the people in Arizona, they know how to deal with it. The people in Florida, they know how to deal with it. They're accustomed to it. They're acclimated to it. And there's not one place that doesn't have air conditioning. Right? I mean, but here, many people don't have air conditioning, and they're going to struggle, the elderly as well as the young. And so, you know, it's part of, you know, the season change in our city, in our state, in this part of the country. And we know it's the middle of June. It's summer. And so, you know, this is really early for us. This kind of heat and weather, basically you expect in August. So we're getting it early, and it's going to be tough for us, but, you know, we'll make it through. I know how to deal with it. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about this morning. I'm going to begin the show based on, you know, what happened yesterday. I had a conversation with one of my conservative friends, and they just cannot deal with reality. No, they can't deal with reality. They really want to change all of this and compare what is happening with, you know, the liar in chief, and I mean just liar. I mean, Donald Trump is, I don't know, you know, anybody who lies just for the sake of lying. They've proven that you can't trust one word that comes out of his mouth. I think many of us knew that. But what they've been able to prove thus far, and only, you know, two cracks at this, is just what kind of a wretched human being he is. So I was talking with one of my conservative friends on yesterday, and he clearly did what all Republicans are doing now, changing the conversation. Well, what about Hillary Clinton? Man, wait a minute. Wait a minute, man. Hillary Clinton What about Black Lives Matter? Hey, wait a minute, man. What are you guys talking about? What about Bill Clinton? Hey, man, don't you see what we're talking about, what they're dealing with? Just what kind of pathological liar that man is, and what he's done to those of you who support him, absconded with your own, with your money, because you believed in him. And yet, I'm going to get calls from guys who are going to say, well, Earl, what about inflation? What about the price of gas? Hey, man, do you understand what is happening? What is taking place? We, you know, a lot of us knew the man was a pathological liar. But now it's out there for the world to see. His own people said, well, we knew something was wrong with him. Oh, you did you? You only found that out after he lost the election? Because he wouldn't accept it, and he created this delusional belief to con and sucker his followers into giving him money, $250 million? You know, I had a couple of callers yesterday who talked about, you know, what the implications of all the money that he, you know, took advantage of people, you know, and absconded with their money. He set up this. You got to give him credit for being just a horrible, horrible, wretched human being, but also just to be able to concoct the kind of ideas that he's come up with. He doesn't give a rip whether he takes advantage of the people who believe in him. What I don't understand is how they can still believe in him. Man, you know, all of those people who walk with him, you know, hey, Donald, that's my man. Yeah, that's my man. I support him all the way. I love me some Donald Trump. And then to find out he didn't love you. Man. And we're just getting into this. Imagine how much they're going to uncover. Just from the first couple times around. I mean, I don't, you know what this person is. He can't hide it. It's out there for the world to see. Any man or human being who has a soul and a spirit and sees all of this information being exposed about him would just disappear. Don't even think about running anymore. The gig is up. You've been exposed. Why wouldn't he do that? Any person with a soul would do that. But again, he's soulless. I don't see any human spirit in him whatsoever. But he still got people out here defending him. I was listening to conservatives this morning. Well, you know, we're not just saying that what they did was wrong, but what about? What do you mean, what about? What about? Well, you know, the Democrats, you can't say, you know, that you can trust them either. What are you talking about, man? Get a grip. You guys are so, you know, you talked about Trump syndrome. And they had people, you know, echoing Trump syndrome. The Democrats are so far out on Trump. They're so caught up in Trump, they can't think, they can't rationalize anything. Well, yeah, turns out Trump syndrome was true. They knew what kind of person he was. But they knew that before he even got elected. And many of you who supported him, if you looked at the history of who Donald Trump was in all this time, you know, in New York, you knew he was a lowlife. That wasn't a surprise, but you elected him anyway. What does that say about you? Right? I mean, you knew what you were putting in office. A thug. Yes, a thug. You know, you guys hate thugs so much. Those of you who support Republican and conservative views, but you put a thug in the White House. What did you expect to happen? And now, in the face of all of it, you can't come to grips. It's not him anymore. It's you. You need to look in the mirror and ask yourself what kind of person you have to be to support a person such as Donald Trump. That's what's at stake here. You need to look in the mirror and see what is wrong with me. What's happened to me that I got sucked in by this con man? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, don't be quiet now. You know, couldn't beat you calling and talking about things before this. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm looking at this photo of, on Earth, his name is Donald Trump. But if ever there was a character who, you know, looked the part of the devil, that's Donald Trump. Look at him. People are looking for a devil with a red tail and horns. Look at Donald Trump. He's Lucifer in the flesh. And yet there are people who still support him, knowing just how rotten and low down a person he is. I mean, to turn on his own child. What kind of animal would do that? And yet there are people who still support him. What does that say about them? Come on. He's not man enough to deal with his own issues. He sells his own daughter, whom he claims to love, down the river. Well, you know, she checked out a long time ago. Why? Because she knew that her father was a malcontent. Listen, you know, the folk who were around him are saying, well, he's either a grand liar or he's has some mental issues. You know, it's either one of the two. Well, you guys knew what he was. He's both mentally ill and just the supreme liar. Let's go to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on the line?
Up first is CJ from Stoughton.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. In the face of what's been shown with his own people who were around him, and they basically in two episodes said that the man is mentally ill or just the greatest liar in the history of mankind, and you still support him. What does that say about you? What does that say about you?
I love his policies, and I'm a mega Trumper of his policies.
Well, see, that's the point I'm making. That's the point I'm making. It says everything about you. So we can identify what kind of human being you are, because in the face of facts, you still support a liar, a thief, and the devil in the flesh. What do you mean it's policies?
Yes. Let's see what got him elected. Let's see what gave
what got him elected was people who love the fact that he's a bigot and a racist amongst the other parts of who he is. You laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
You laugh.
That's the race card. Here comes the race card now.
Hey, you know, let me tell you something. You call it the race card. But who's holding the racial debt?
Well,
okay, you say the race card.
Party, Tim, we've got candidates that are going to win all over the country because we love this country. We are.
You're the only one? Do you guys think that you're the only one who loves this country? Look at what your party's doing, Earl.
We're living a Democrat world right now, Earl. We're living it, buying it, trying to pay for it, trying to survive.
Hey, CJ.
This guy's become the worst president.
The worst president in the world is the man that everybody's looking at right now, a low-down, lying scum of a human being. And
you guys are deflecting, and others like you
want to change a conversation that is being seen all over the world.
We want to close the border. We don't want driver's license.
I'm beginning to believe it's a waste of my time and the listeners of this program's time to hear you. No, because you're a puppet. All you do is spout the same foolishness. You do support him, man. You support his policies.
I don't care if he runs. I love his policies that gave him $1.86 a gallon gas and 1.8.
So let me do this. So CJ, let me say this because I haven't done this in a while, but I'm going to do it now. I think it's always good if we can put a conservative and a progressive on at the same time. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to have some dialogue with Tom from L.A. And let you guys, if you can have a conversation without interrupting him or he interrupting you, let's do this. Let's give you guys a chance to have a dialogue with one another. Tom from L.A.
Good morning. CJ, first off, we the people are the government, and that does mean all of us, including you. I just have a question in terms of you're talking about policies. Can you tell me exactly what policies you're talking about?
I would say first, close the border. We've got...
Okay, you live in Wisconsin. I live in L.A.
border now. Pardon me?
You live in Wisconsin. I live in L.A. The border is much more of an issue here than it would be in Wisconsin. So I'm not sure why that's such a huge, huge concern to you. But go ahead.
Well, that's what helped get President Trump elected, is that we believe in legal immigration. Your party doesn't. On day one, President Biden signed executive orders attacking freedom of energy, freedom of the right way to
I think you're talking about one pipeline, which was a actual viscous type thing, and I don't know if you'd want it in your backyard or not, but that oil actually, if it burst, is going to ruin water table, and we're not going to have water to drink. Do you think that's a good idea? With the Keystone Pipeline?
Yes, I do. And so
you want it in your backyard.
Fuel right now.
You want it in your backyard, even though the billionaire class does not want it in their backyard, right?
Well, I want it safe, and I want it affordable.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a safe. There's no such thing as a safe pipeline, buddy. There's no such thing as a safe pipeline.
Time, Tom. Did he sign an executive order on day one shutting down energy in Anwar and Keystone?
The Keystone pipeline, yes.
And Anwar.
And there's so many other federal places where they can drill right now, but they're not. Did you know that?
Did you know that? I did. And question for you.
Why are they not drilling? Why are they not drilling there? Why are they not drilling there?
There was a promise by this. Can I answer? There was a promise.
Yeah, if you'd answer my question.
That he was going to attack these energy companies. He campaigned on it.
You're just spewing a talking point, CJ. CJ, you're just spewing a talking point.
That was what Biden campaigned on, Tom.
I am asking you.
One at a time.
Okay. I'm just asking you, CJ. We have all these other places to drill, and the oil companies are not drilling that. So why are they not drilling there?
So, guys, hold the thought. We're going to carry you through the next segment. 844-967-2789 is the number. We got Tom from L.A. and CJ from Twilight Zone. All right, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. I've got differing views with CJ and Tom from LA. And we'll try it again. You guys just, we got to make sure that we give one another an opportunity to talk. And so we won't have, two guys talking at the same time, and then I have to cut it off. But go ahead, I think, CJ. Make your point.
Well, thanks, Earl. Thanks, Earl, for doing this. And, Tom, thank you for doing this. I believe we all want a safe, prosperous country. We want to get there in different ways. Again, I've never said I want Trump to rerun. In 2024, this is all about stopping him from being able to run. But I love his policies that gave us the greatest economy. We didn't have other countries invading other countries like we do now. And I believe that was caused by this weak president.
But CJ.
Trump did not want out of NATO. He wanted countries to pay their fair share. Finally, he got countries to pay 2% of their GDP. And thank you, Donald Trump, for that. We didn't have countries invading other countries. We didn't surrender Afghanistan. He wanted to go to zero, but he listened to his military advisors, and he didn't go to zero. Like Obama or like Biden did haphazardly, and he even lied about his own military advisors giving him advice not to go to zero. They wrote a report.
Okay, listen. That's enough. That's enough. You said a mouthful. Let's let Tom respond.
CJ, I just don't understand how it is. First off, can I just ask you a question, CJ? What do you do for a living?
I'm semi-retired.
Okay. So you're getting Social Security?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
No.
And I'm going to ask you another question, and there's a reason for my questions, but how much do you make a year?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Well, it is in a way. Because Donald Trump gave tax cuts to the top percentile of people. I'm trying to find out.
Well, he's not in that percentile. So,
well, okay. No, I'm not in that percentile.
So what I'm saying is you guys complain about taxes, you guys complain about gas, you guys complain about these different things, but yet you guys go and give money to a grifter that basically who just lied to you and is using that money for his own personal use. How does that make you feel?
Again, Tom, I believe in these policies. We got a governor.
The policies, though, you're right not now. Talking about policies. You're talking about things
That's what I'm going to vote on, is people, their beliefs and their policies. I don't believe
What do you believe in, CJ? That's the question I'm asking. What do you believe in?
I believe in a legal immigration policy. Build the wall, let them in, yes. But it's got to be done legally, not the way this party's doing it, not the way this party is proudly doing it. They pick and choose what laws want to be enforced. We've got people protesting outside of Supreme Court justice. That's against the law. We've had a judge murdered in Wisconsin. We've had now an assassination attempt on Kavanaugh, and your party, Schumer, rooted it on. You want to hear about insurrection? Listen to him.
Okay. I don't know how much more of this I can take. Okay.
Well, all I got to say, Earl, is this. All I got to say is this. I really, really feel bad for these guys. CJ, you really seem like a real genuine person. I'm originally from Wisconsin as well. I grew up in a family of educators. And I just want to say, I really do feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you because you vote against your best interest. I feel sorry for you because you're giving money to a huckster. You complain about taxes and you complain about gas, but yet you're giving this money to a huckster to just take your money and spend. I don't get it. You really have not.
I believe in laws to be enforced, Tom.
I understand, but you.
So
you've already,
I'm sorry for you.
Okay, let me speak, CJ. Please let me speak. I heard you. So basically, all of the things that you're saying, honestly, I've heard all of these same exact things through propaganda on right-wing sites and TV. I've never heard you come up with, like, an actual policy that would affect you or a policy that's going to affect your kids or grandkids and a policy... Like, I'll tell you what I believe in.
So
I believe that the middle class, I believe in FDR. I'm an FDR Democrat. I believe in hard work. I believe that if employers, I don't believe in privatizing everything under the sun. I believe that we, the people, are the government. I believe that we should, can we agree on one thing, CJ, before we end this call, before Earl ends it? Can we agree that we need to get money out of politics?
You say get rid of money out of
Okay, guys, thanks yeah, very much.
Earl, I want to know this one question, just see if we can have agreement. CJ, do you believe that we need to get money out of politics? Does that means that
Tom,
can give politics
Tom, you
money?
Asked him, he hesitated. If he
yeah,
agreed
that's
with
true.
You, he would have responded yeah. immediately. So,
exactly.
But thank
You're
both
right.
of you. Thank both of you. Really appreciate
yeah, thank
it.
You
know,
Earl. Thank you.
You know, the truth of the matter is, it just goes to show where the nation is, and anybody who thinks that this nation is somehow going to come back together, I think is in trouble. We are so divided. And people on the right will go down with the ship. They don't care about any of the other things. They just totally believe in the ideology of conservatism, even though the guy and many of the people who act as if they're conservatives are not that. And so their minds are so wrapped up in this, and they've been so brainwashed. I shouldn't say brainwashed. Maybe some of them just really, this is what they believe, right? I mean, clearly CJ is a guy who really does believe that foolishness. I mean, you know, it's simplistic. Well, we believe in build that wall. Well, That's kind of simplistic, isn't it? I mean, you can't be any more, you know, reasonable than to just think that the answer to these things are building walls. You know, that's not the answer. The answer is our policies that in what we've done over the last 50 years in Central America to create the environment where people leave. You got to be able to read and understand those things on your own, CJ, separate from just somebody hollering, build a wall. It's easy to find out why. You know, computers, man, just go on a site, look it up. You know, type in why, what's going on in Central America. And at the root of all of it, you'll see our government involvement over the last 70 years is at the root of what is taking place and why those people are moving. Because we've made decisions based on what's important for us and not for those people. Well, if you were able to do that, then you would know that the answer is not just as simple as build a wall. But, you know, same thing Tom was saying to you about what happens with these pipelines and the impact that they have environmentally on people's lives and on the future. If you don't know that, then look it up, man. You know, don't just say what you hear other people saying. Well, we need to become more fuel efficient. Okay. You know, build more wells. We need more wells. We need more fracking. Well, if you read the impact that fracking causes, then you'll realize that, hey, that may help you and me today in the latter years of our lives and make gas cheaper or oil cheaper. But what does it say for the future after we're gone? You don't see that. You and others like you don't see that. And not only do you not see it, you don't care. You guys on the right, you don't care whether the children who come after us will be able to have a cleaner and more richer life. That's the separation between you guys on the right and the people on the left. The people on the left read this and study it, and they know what the outcome eventually is going to be. And so they try to get you and others of your ilk to understand that. But you can't make people who don't read for themselves, you can't make them understand that. It is easy to say, I agree with what somebody else says. Doesn't take any aptitude. Well, I like his policies. Okay. His policies weren't based on anything for the longevity of the society. All short term. So that's why it's easy to say I agree with his policies and what he's done. Look, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. That's the number. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know the the House Select Committee that is, you know, uncovering what took place on January 6th, 2020, is continuing to dig into what actually took place. And, you know, it's not acceptable that Republicans say that this is a witch hunt and that, you know, they are doing this because of all the other things that are going on in the economy. The last time, if I recall rightfully, this happened long before the inflation that has beset our country and the rising gas prices. This was in place long before that even occurred. And so to somehow say that this is to try to cover up all the other things that are going on in the country, once again, misses the mark. And this is a bipartisan, situation that's going on. Bipartisan. You know, Liz Cheney, and it's hard for me, knowing who she is, knowing who her father is, and knowing the staunch, hardline conservative that Dick Cheney is, and knowing that if there was a blood type, it would be Republican and conservative. That's who Dick Cheney is. He was as staunch a conservative and Republican that there's ever been. And so is his daughter. And yet she sees that there's something clearly wrong with the man that was once the president of the United States. I don't know, 45th president, I think he was. And she, even herself, as hard-lined conservative that she is, knows that there was something seriously wrong with that person and that there is something seriously wrong with him today. And so she risked her daddy's legacy to address what she knows is a serious, serious issue. And so what does she get? Other so-called conservatives now think that she's a turncoat. Why? Because she knows about the inherent dangers of Donald Trump. She knows it. And she's not going to be a part of that. Because you know why? Even though she is that staunch, hard-line conservative, she's a free thinker. She's not going to allow anybody to do thinking for her. And so she's standing with what's right. How come the rest of you can't stand with what's right? Why can't you see it through that prism? No, it's easy to go along with what's wrong. Man, who do we have on next, Sam?
Marcus is calling from Mequon.
Hey, Marcus, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right.
Let me first start, say, by Donald Trump left Joe Biden with a mess. End of story there. With that being said, the stock market and therefore the 401ks are having problems. I think what Biden should do is raise that minimum wage to $15 an hour and probably tax those who are, making double that for sure. And I think he needs to open the borders. And I had one more point. I can't recall what it was right now, but I'll think of it
in
a second.
Well, while you're thinking about that, he's not a monarch. He's not a king. The system that we live in, he can't.
I remember. I think. I just think he should do the student debt cancellation.
Well, so let me say this. All of those things you said, if he was a king, he could say, yes, do it. But we live in a system where he can't do that, any of those things, on his own. You know, it's a democracy. And so there's the three forms of government, and all of them have to agree in order for those things to happen. So he can't unilaterally do any of those things. It would be nice if that was the case, but he can't.
So, but I don't see him pushing for those things.
Well, he can push for those things all he wants to. He did push for the student loan debt because he kind of erased some of it. But he only erased as much as he can himself. The rest of it has to go through Congress and Senate. And Congress, the Congress and Senate and government is just not working. Obama couldn't get things through either. You know, the last few years of his presidency, he was outside of the first couple of years, he couldn't get anything through. The Affordable Care Act was what got through. He got nothing else through because of divided government.
Well, what about the open borders? Biden could open up the borders a little bit more and let those who are suffering from other countries come and experience what we have.
So I would say to you that the government of the United States is hurting without those people because we don't have people to fill the jobs that are open, you know. You know, that just and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So the
those people.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say if those immigrants came across and were making $15 an hour, then I think that might solve a lot of the nation's problems. And the things I brought up are all the things that Biden ran on. And that's kind of why I voted for him.
So let me say this.
Because he promised.
So let me say this to you quickly before we go to a break, a hard break.
Okay, thank you.
No, hold on. Biden would have, those things you are asking for, he tried to deliver. But who was to know that two Democrats said no? Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin said no. So they prevented Joe Biden from getting past what you and I and others wanted to see. It wasn't his fault. He tried to make it happen.
Which part? The border part or the $15 part?
Well, all of those things. Build Back Better. Build Back Better addressed all of those things, and it was stopped by two conservative Democrats. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Baby, when you love me, I can't get enough. I want to spread the news that if it feels as good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up.